Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. I want to talk today about how Genesis chapters 1 and 2 really lay the groundwork for how the Bible can be the ultimate resource for life. So I'm going to try to tie some things together that I've been talking about all week and kind of prepare the way for looking at Genesis chapter 3 and 4 next week. So these chapters start with "in the beginning," which frames all of the Bible in terms of a story. Stories tell us what we're here for. They give us meaning. They tell us what we should be doing in certain situations. We do things on a daily basis because we know what our role in a certain story is, a story we've come to believe and accept. Maybe it's, why do you go to work in the morning? Well, there's a story there of someone hired you, someone made an agreement with you that you agreed to, that they're going to pay you so much for you working. There's a whole background of why you want money because of certain things you want, because of a whole story of certain things you value, either things you're trying to get because of commercials and you say, oh, I want my story to be that I get those things. Or the fact that you want to have a home and not be homeless, or whatever it might be. There's all kinds of stories that kind of drive why you decide to get up and go to work in the morning, or whatever it is that you might do on a daily basis. You understand that you're doing things because of a story. The Bible gives us the big picture story of why we're all here. The Bible tells us that we're not here just by accident and by mistake, and we're just left to kind of wander around for a few empty years of life, and then we're gone. The Bible says that no, this whole universe is here because there is a God who created it and gave purpose, or had a purpose and reason behind creating us. But then the Bible does a lot more than that. It doesn't just leave us wondering, well, do we have a purpose? I mean, creation does, but is there any specific reason for humankind and for me especially? Is it a good purpose? And the Bible says yes. And the Bible tells us a story of how God created us male and female and started this relationship called marriage, where the two become one flesh. Jesus taught on this. He quoted from Genesis chapter 2 and talked about how God joins two people together. And we saw a number of verses yesterday that show that God did this because God has always known what it is to be one and yet to have a plurality within that one, to experience perfect love between God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So he created this relationship for us to understand, for us to be in his image, where we are male and female joined into one. Now, that doesn't mean every person is married. It certainly doesn't mean every person has a wonderful marriage. Many people have terrible marriages. But in its ideal form, the way God has set it up, it is a blessing there to point us to the kind of love that God has always known and that he wants us to have. And so from those things, we can put together that our purpose is to be loved by God and to love God and enjoy that fellowship. This is what Jesus prayed. We saw yesterday, may they be one, Father, as you are in me and I am in them. That's the whole point of not only the Christian faith, but the whole point of being human. The whole point of being made in God's image is that God, you have a unique design. You are made in God's image. Not just us generally, but you specifically and personally. God knit you together in your mother's womb, Psalm 139 says. And he has made you for an eternal relationship with him. That's why Jesus says the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's what we were designed for. That's why we were created. Not just to love God, but to be loved by God, to be part of that relationship. Once you get that groundwork down of why we're here, what our purpose is, then everything else can fall into place. How should you pursue money in life? Well, it can be a part of how you love God. How should you think of others? You should want to serve others, love others, be a blessing to others, because that's the primary way we love God. That's why the second greatest commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. Money can be a way in which you provide for your needs so others don't have to take care of you. It could be a way that you bless others. It can be a way that you promote the work of God. It can serve all kinds of purposes that are good and right and fit under that umbrella of my main purpose is to love God and be loved by God. And that's how we should look at every area of life, is how it relates to that main purpose. Whenever anything else begins to become the most important thing, like, you know, again, the example money, for some people, I've got to make more money. That's what I'm focused on the most. Then you're not doing what you were created to do. The way you were made, your spirit, your heart, your emotions, they're not going to function right because you're not using them to do the things they were designed to do. So everything else in life now can fall under this ultimate purpose, and you're going to flourish and thrive in all these other areas. I'm not saying you're going to become rich. I'm going to say that money and the pursuit of money can be in the right framework, in the right understanding, and therefore can be a good thing and a blessing in your life. Whereas in other cases, whether you're rich or poor, riches can really hinder you and cause you misery, or being poor can really hinder you and cause you misery. But when you're grounded in your purpose of what God created you for, these things can become a joy. So that's what I want to share with you. We're going to look next week at the fall in Genesis chapter 3. We're going to see how you and I have joined in with Adam and Eve in this rebellion against God. And our sin has messed up what God intended for us, how God wanted to bless us. But God hasn't given up on us. God has provided a way back to Him. It is through a free gift He gives us, a free gift of righteousness that we receive when we trust in Jesus Christ and believe in Him. And it's only through Jesus that we can really begin to be prosperous and successful in life, by having that pathway open back up where we can have that relationship with God, to know what it is to love Him and be loved by Him. That's what I call the first step in being prosperous and successful in my new book that's out, and you can order that on Amazon. It's available on Kindle for $3.99. Paperback comes out to about $15 with tax. You can also purchase it at Fairfax First Baptist Church at the office. And what I do is I go through not only that first step, I define what it means to be prosperous and successful according to the Bible, how to take that first step through a relationship with Jesus, and then step by step, how to keep growing, how to use the Bible as your ultimate resource in life. The Bible tells us what our purpose is, and then how we're supposed to function, and then how we can keep functioning better and better in each area of life. That's what I address in my book, so I'd love for you to be able to benefit from that. I hope it can be a blessing to you. I also would love to have you at church. We give a free copy of the book out to all of our visitors because we want that to be something for you, to be a blessing in your life. I believe church is a very important part of how you can grow and understand the Bible and really benefit from it and all that God intends to bless you with. So we'd love to have you at Fairfax First Baptist Church at the 11 o'clock service. I also preach at Beach Branch Baptist Church at a 9 o'clock service. We'd love to have you. Also, if you have any specific issues where you really need to know, how does the Bible walk me through step by step how I can handle this situation in life, we offer free Christian counseling. We have a number of well-trained counselors who are there to help you. The number to call if you want any information about the church, counseling, any of the issues that we've talked about on the program is 943-8237. That's 943-8237. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.